That was the most boring conference ever. I mean, thank God they're comping our dinner and drinks tonight because, if I have to hear one more person talking about spreadsheets and analytics and data-driven blah blah blah, I mean, really, it's ridiculous, don't you think? I have to say, normally I really don't look forward to these kinds of things, and I always get stuck to travel with, well, Sean or one of those really annoying front office women. You know who I'm talking about. Yes, Jenny, exactly. She's such a bitch. Anyway, but, when I found out I was going to be traveling with you, I was pretty excited. Well, this might be the second glass of wine talking, but, well, I've always thought we had a little bit of a chemistry. I mean, come on. All those times that you brushed against me in the copy room. You just happened to be reaching for files. That's such a load of crap, right? Don't leave me hanging here. I know I can't possibly be the only one who feels this way. That's what I thought. We have a mutual attraction. Don't get uncomfortable. You don't have to flash your ring at me like I don't know that you're married. Like I care. Besides, I'm just bringing it out into the open, having a conversation. There's nothing wrong with having a conversation, right? I mean, it's talking about something is not the same as doing it. And we're just talking about our mutual attraction, about how it's been months since I've had any good dick. About how I've been watching you at work during meetings. Well, yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think you're really attractive. Yeah. And here we are, hundreds of miles away from home, from your wife. My husband, just us out at a fancy restaurant in a city where nobody knows us. Oh, yes, that is my hand. Oh, come on. Do you really not want me to touch you under the table right now? Just say the word and I'll stop. I'll take that silence as as an indication that I should keep going. Yeah. I don't know if I should have any more wine. I think I'm getting plenty handsy as it is. Don't gasp. I mean, come on, we're in public. Got to be a little more discreet. If I'm going to rub your cock through your pants under this table, you've got to at least try to act like you're not giving it away. I mean, I don't want to end up in jail tonight. Only place I want to end up tonight is in your hotel room. and I can see that you don't hate that idea. You're quite hard already. Are you thinking about taking me upstairs? Tossing me face down on the bed, pulling up my skirt and fucking me? That's certainly what I'm thinking about. I want to get wild. I want you inside me. I want to feel you knocking against my cervix. And it feels like that might be a possibility. I want you to pull my hair, grab my shoulders, and ram your cock inside me. Oh, I want you to fuck me so hard. And then tomorrow we'll get up and we'll go back to the conference like it never happened. Your wife never needs to know, my husband never needs to know, nobody has to know. Except me. I'll know. I'll know what it feels like to have your cock deep inside me. Have you feel my cum as you come? Oh yeah. I wanna feel your cock twitch inside me. Fill me up. What do you say? Is it time to head back to the hotel room? Check, please.